Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining us on Central Kentucky Christian Radio, WJMM 99.1 FM. Or you may be listening on the podcast, and we thanks for that. Share it if it the Lord encourages you to do so, or as it encourages you. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. Even though it's not until tomorrow, I know that many are celebrating today. Happy 4th of July. So I wanted to get that out there, and I'll say it again tomorrow because, again, we take Mondays oftentimes and do that. But we closed out last week's episodes in this series on Thursday with the command to encourage others and the warning to cease from slandering others. All of us at some point in time have likely found ourselves slandering others, maybe very harshly, maybe very mildly, but even when we justified it by making it a prayer request. You know what I'm talking about there, right? God's word tells us to stop slandering because it only tears others down, and we are called to encourage others in love and help unite, bring the unity that Christ prayed for. That's the flip side of last week's final one another that we did. You can check that out at WJMM.com. I told you I'd talk about podcasts again. They have a podcast tab there, and then you click on the Love and Lordship links, and you will find today's and the previous 2 days' podcast. Or you can go to loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com, and you can find these and many other videos and podcasts and articles. So I thank you for that, for sharing it, for those who have engaged with us in a variety of ways, but especially you can do that through loveandlordship@gmail.com. That's the email, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love to connect with you, engage with you, and hear what you have to say, even if we disagree. Love to talk through that. So please engage with us and share it with others and encourage them to do the same. Now, I have two brief stories to share from my wonderful mom and dad as an intro to today's one another command. The first one is that while we were asked and encouraged, not only in church, but in our home growing up, to memorize scripture, there was one that became much easier to memorize than most. Now, I'm not saying for sure, but my brother, sister, and I may have grumbled and complained occasionally as kids. I'm sure your kids never do that, right? Every time, though, that we would do so, my mom would quote Philippians 2:14. Do everything without grumbling and complaining. I'm not sure we got it right away, but over time, as we became young adults and then adults that learned not to complain or grumble at all, my parents would reward us at times when we responded without grumbling and would withhold from reward when we would complain. We got the message. In line with that, my second story is really about the lifelong example that my dad set in line with this command. We grew up on a farm, and let me tell you, there were plenty of days and circumstances that were completely out of our control, as any farmer will tell you. There were many days and situations when I secretly, and sometimes not so secretly, would grumble and complain because I was having to do farm work and redo farm work and those kind of things instead of playing ball or with my friends or practicing basketball. I often wondered why I never heard my dad grumble or complain. As I got older, he would often go about his work diligently and patiently, no matter what would happen that he couldn't control. When I asked him about it, he simply said, "Why grumble or complain? It only makes matters worse for me." That's what attitude does, right? I eventually got it, and now I'm helping take care of him as he's aging and ailing in a senior care facility. And to this day, as he continues to decline, nearing the age of 85 and having had Parkinson's for nearly 40 years, I've still yet to hear him complain. Where are you when it comes to today's one another command? Don't grumble against others. How do you respond to others? How do you respond to circumstances and situations? Because oftentimes those prompt us in our frustration and anger then to grumble and complain to others, even though it's about the circumstance. Would others consider you to be pleasant and encouraging? I know everybody did my dad. or a grumbler and a complainer. God's word tells us very clearly that grumbling leads to judgment. Let's see what he says there in James 5, 9. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Wow, the judge, he's there. Where do you stand before a righteous judge when it comes to your loving or not so loving responses to others? Christ has made it so that we can always respond with kindness and without grumbling, no matter what the circumstances or the nature of the others involved. Take him at his word and cease grumbling. You know, James is one of the most practical books of application of our faith in the works and fruit that are the evidence of our salvation. As the elder, James, at the fledgling church in Jerusalem, shortly after Christ's resurrection and ascension, and as the half-brother of Christ, I can only think that his practicality, led by the Holy Spirit, was born out of real-life situations and relationships. In our previous one another from James, he commanded believers not to slander or say anything evil about others. The next practical one another then is found there in James 5, 9, where again, his pragmatic instruction to us is don't grumble against each other. You think that Christians were and are prone to grumbling against each other? Do you think James, struggling to believe in Christ as the Messiah, his half-brother as the Messiah, do you think he ever struggled with complaining against him? Well, of course he did, and of course we are. Because as Paul stated in various ways, even though we are saved and have the new identity in Christ and the Holy Spirit in us, as long as we are alive and breathing, we must still contend with this fallen, sinful flesh of the old man or woman that we dwell in. That means our natural tendency is to complain, grumble, slander, cut others down rather than build them up. We can only follow through on these commands consistently, as we've said many times, as we continue to mature in Christ and the indwelling of His Holy Spirit, who matures us in this new nature that He has imparted and imputed to us and given in us. Remember that latter part of this verse states that if you grumble and complain against others, you will be judged accordingly, because the righteous judge himself is observing how you are handling things, and especially the most important things, your relationship with others. Paul echoes this in Philippians 2, 14 and 15. And it also echoes in my ears and mine often, as my dear mother used to quote this to me and my siblings whenever we would begin to grumble or complain about anything. She and my dad would add, "Doesn't do any good and only makes matters worse, so it's up to you." How are you doing when it comes to grumbling against others? Not on your good days, but on your worst days. That's the real test. How do you handle it when others grumble or complain against you? Christ has made a way as we walk with Him as Savior, and not just as Savior, but as Lord, to be able to mature in His Spirit as we become more and more like Him, allowing His Spirit to have His way in and through us. That's how others can see Jesus, and that doesn't include grumbling and complaining. Let's thank the Lord for making it possible for us to die to self, the old person of our flesh, the selfish desires, and live as the new person that we are in Christ by His indwelling presence, the Holy Spirit. This is the only way that we can truly live out all of these one another's, these commands to love others, and maybe even especially those like today's exhortation or admonishment. Don't grumble against each other. Even when things don't go my way or others grumble against me. Let's thank the Lord for helping us exhibit the love of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, so others can see and know Him and build His kingdom and bring Him glory. Now, let me wrap this up with some food for thought here. Have you become a grumbler by your thoughts and habits? The way you think and react to others when things don't go your way? In line with James, and of course, they're in line because the Holy Spirit is the uniting author of all Scripture. In line with James, Paul tells us in Philippians 2:14, already said it, my mom had us memorize it over and over again, do everything without grumbling and complaining. And then verse 15 reminds us why. So we can shine like stars in the universe, and that would be shining His light. Where are you when it comes to this command to be like Christ and not grumble and complain and ultimately shine His light to a lost and dying world? How would those closest to you answer that question? Here's some action steps again. Spend time with God in His Word and prayer and listening to Him every day. Begin with the Scriptures in this episode. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, pause to consider whether others, especially those closest to you, would consider you a grumbler and complainer. If so, begin to allow the Holy Spirit to change your attitude and your heart. Number four, what and whose light are you shining by how you respond to others? If it's your dim light, be willing to stop the grumbling and make it His bright, shining light. Once again, we've got a negative one another that tells us to stop doing what our flesh naturally and generally tends toward. Know that only in Christ and His Holy Spirit can we truly accept others with all their quirks and warts and do so without grumbling against them, just like they do with us. Thank the Lord for those in your life who've helped you realize and grow in this, and help others follow in this same path to be more like Jesus. I must confess now that tomorrow's one another doesn't get any easier, but as with all of these one another's, it's well worth it. Check it out, and don't forget to share this podcast with others to help them. Also, be sure to join us again tomorrow and invite others, family, friends, loved ones, and even enemies to do so as well. Now, again, we're closing out June and entering in July. Thank you for those who supported us. If you still like to do that, you can go to our website, loveandlordship.com. There's a give tab near the upper right. Click on that. It takes a minute or two. All donations are tax deductible, and we greatly appreciate you and the donation to help us do this kingdom work. You can get our book there. It's right there in the middle of the homepage. Click on that icon. It'll take you to the Amazon page, and you can order that. So I'd love to know what you think about that. Leave a review for us or there on Amazon. Thank you for that. You can donate by Cash App, cash.app/$ love and lordship, both L's capitalized and all together. cash.app/$ love and lordship. And then by mail, Love and Lordship, send your check to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. If it's not us, please keep praying and allow the Lord to show you where He would have you partner, and then follow through on that. We are so thankful for the prayers and the support that allow us to reach many. We're reaching thousands now weekly, online and digitally, around the world even. And so we thank you for that and for your encouragement in that. Thanks for joining us again today. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Make it a great day, and God bless in Him. Stay tuned now for my good friend Bill Reeser and Encounter and his great messages on walking in the Holy Spirit as a disciple of Christ. And then at 12:45, another great friend, Greg Horn, and Hope is here. I thank you again for listening, and hope you'll join us again tomorrow. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to the Authority of Love.